there are certainly are opportunities to promote it. Whether or not people will then buy it or not remains to be seen, because it, all of these things will be price driven. I mean, people have to manage their budgets as best they can. But it seems to me there is a self-made opportunity here now, bred of necessity, basically, because the other markets have closed down, to encourage people to buy fish, period, and particularly to buy Irish fish. In other words, to buy fish that isn't sort of frozen and in packages. You know, that you go in and go to your fish counter and ask the fishmonger, be it in the supermarket, because most of them now have counters. Like, most of the big supermarkets actually have a fishmonger complete with his or her striped apron, you know?
It would also be an opportunity, would it not, to create awareness in the public mind of the job of fishing, how difficult, dangerous it can be, and that these guys are actually providing an important source of food.
To a large extent, the attitude that I have towards the thing and the way the overall thing is being managed at the moment, I see a lot of lost opportunity. It provides employment, it provides income, and I'm not sure that it gets the respect that it deserves, you know. I don't think so. I have a particular affection for fishermen. I make no secret of that. But I don't think it's been fully exploited, Tom.
That's a fair point. The appreciation is something that's not there publicly. But you have a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience from the financial aspect of fishing and that. Because you know so much, you wrote to Bord Bia and you wrote to BIM. Did you get any positive reply about promoting the industry and seafood?
Well, I didn't really. I'm not sure that my letters invited a reply. I suppose it could be concluded that there have been some in the last 2 or 3 weeks. There has been advertising targeting fishing. I mean, Bord Bia have got an advertising campaign on now. Telling us about various things, curries and things that can be made from fish, and that possibly is it. But maybe there is further opportunity to maybe go into the more popular things like your Late Late Shows or your television cookery programs and things like that. To promote fish a little bit more. I don't know, really. I mean, those people are more expert at it than I am. But I tend to have a very simplistic attitude to these things, Tom, you know. But it struck me that there is an opportunity, I mean, for people to eat crab where they might normally have eaten crab. As I say, to eat an Irish prawn and see how does it compare with a non-Irish prawn. You know, there are opportunities for people to do things. And in fairness, to many of the local fish shops, I mean, you find very much on Facebook at the moment that there are fish shops, they're promoting themselves. They're popping up on Facebook all the time and they're saying, we have fresh fish in today and this is what we have. You know, we've got black sole and we've got a bit of lobster and we've got whatever. And they're certainly trying.
Finally, Art, there's one thing strikes me about the industry. No matter the difficult times it goes through, and no matter how tough a business it is, the fishermen and the fishing industry always seem to be able to survive and keep going. There's something drives them that's particularly special.
They're unique in that respect. And I mean, you and I have spoken many times over many years about this. It was one of the big things that I always promoted in the early days when I was dragging the Irish banks kicking and screaming into the industry. But way back, and I always said to them, I said, the ability of these people to recover from a downturn is absolutely phenomenal. I would love to see more Irish people working in it, Tom. I speak about it a lot in all kinds of places, about, like, if you take the Irish whitefish fleet at the moment, and if you take the turnover or the approximate turnover that's generated by all of the Irish-owned whitefish boats, you'll find that probably more than half of the entire crew share is for non-Irish people, you know, which is a shame. I mean, I've nothing against the fact that the funds are going abroad, but there should be Irish people working. I mean, there are very few Irish lads coming through, you know, which is a terrible shame. If you have down the town in wherever your port is, and you know that there are a couple of dozen lads from the town, local guys who might even play on the football team, that their job is fishermen. But you don't get that to the same extent anymore, you know.